A new survey by the National Council on Aging, an aging advocacy group, recently surveyed more than 1,200 people aged 60 and older. What they found is that Americans are worried that the rising cost of healthcare and prescription drugs could outpace their retirement savings. Joining us now to talk about that is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Hi.
Hey, Steve.
So I know you've talked a lot about the issue of financial preparedness as we age in the reporting you've done. But to run out of money because of healthcare and drug costs, what are the solutions?
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, there are a lot of Americans who can't afford to grow old. And these kinds of costs continue to go up, and it really becomes a policy issue. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, nearly 7 in 10 Americans want drug prices to be a top priority for Congress. A lot of people, young, old, people with well-paying jobs, often have to pay a lot of money for their drugs. And seniors are especially vulnerable to these high costs. The AARP Foundation found that more than 10 million people over the age of 50 live below the poverty line. Something else this point-in-time survey highlighted is the financial disparity between men and women. And I'll let Anna Marie Chavez, the executive vice president and chief growth officer at the NCOA, explain.
In addition, I think this underscores how women are realizing late in their lives that the opportunity costs they've paid in our society. Specifically, that as women have progressed their careers, many of them have on-ramped and off-ramped in their career, either to stay home to take care of their children, to take care of an elderly parent or spouse. They come back into the workforce, perhaps at a lower pay scale. And so what we're finding as women reach retirement age, they have not saved as much as men in their retirement accounts, and therefore aren't able to cover the costs in retirement.
Costs such as prescription drugs. Now, Kathy, the issue is something that Republican Senator Martha McSally wants to tackle?
It seems so. Yesterday, there was another hearing by the Senate Special Committee on Aging about this issue, and the committee is trying to figure out ways to address the drug pricing system. Here, McSally talks about a Lake Havasu woman with rheumatoid arthritis. Her drug costs $5,000 a month.
She's decided she can no longer fill these prescriptions and continues to go without the medicine that she needs. She says she carries on with a good attitude, but this is really unacceptable that we're leaving patients with no choice but to stop taking the medications. We've seen reports earlier this year that 3 out of 10 adults report not filling their prescriptions.
And one idea is to provide consumers with real-time information about out-of-pocket costs. So when they get that prescription, they can discuss costs and alternatives with their doctor right on the spot. And it's something McSally would like to see happen.
I totally agree. I mean, this is where we need to go. In everything else in our life, you are able to have information, and then you can make choices, and you can do what's best for you. And so, you know, this is America. Why can't we have this tool available now? Like, how do you see this being implemented? The data is out there. The information is out there. What is it going to take to make this happen?
So, Kathy, this being America, is this going to happen, and what's going to take there?
Well, I think it's going to take support from lawmakers like McSally, for sure. But if this is deployed, it would really be for Medicare recipients. The goal would obviously to have this technology available for everyone down the road. So
all right.
We'll see.
KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie, thanks as always.
Thanks, Steve.